You're listening to Counterculture on RCR.
Reality Check Radio.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm. Established 1840. Darth Prance is a Galway breed ewe who arrived to Kiwi Farm as a hoggett. Her tenacity and ability to bleat loudly with a staccato repetition had her rise through the ranks of the ovine flock, allowing her to graze in the very best pastures and, more importantly, kept her from the works. Darth had always had an uncanny ability to be in the right place just at the right time. And this week, she was standing in the heart of Uncle Sam's farm, sponsored by Uncle Sam's envoy to Kiwi Farm. The sun shone clear, the feed was excessive, and Darth stood in the leafiest and lushest rolling pastures, looking at a slew of red, white, and blue bunting on every sty, fence, and gatepost as Uncle Sam's farm prepared to go to the polls. Ronald Rump, a large orange bull who looked to take back the top job from Commie Lala, a cackling mixed breed dog who some said may have been descended from hyenas, but Darth knew differently. Commie Lala had been raised in rarefied kennels and her parents had taught at the most prodigious universities. Not that she appeared to have their sharp wit and intellect. However, she did react favourably to a good back rub and knew exactly what animals were best to have her back scratched by. Who knew her mixed breed status was going to be enough to catapult her into a role of second in charge of Uncle Sam's, alongside Slow Joe Findham? Her job primarily was to simply be there in her feminine mixed breed status and try not to outshine Slow Joe. At this, Commie Lala excelled, and this loyalty and obedience now had her in the race for the top job against Ronald Rump. Darth had a fondness for Commie Lala, largely offset by her open disdain and almost universal derision that all sheep had for Ronald. Ronald's stomping, snorting, and pounding of hooves did little to endear him to the flocks of sheep who had now spent years in an almost hysteria at the thought of him ever returning to the white sty. And here Darth was, in the heart of the most important paddock of the entire election, to see for herself how the animals were feeling and to be on site as they delivered a victory for Commie Lala. Or so she thought. As Darth moved around the aptly named Bucks County, she was struck by how there was almost as many decorations for Ronald Rump as there were for Commie Lala. Surely not. So, Darth did what any good investigative sheep would do and headed to the local watering hole to get the skinny on what was going on. She walked into the space and was greeted by a variety of animals from all across the county, chatting animatedly as the election unfolded. Darth also noted that so many of them had on red bandanas. She gave this no mind. As she moved about the pen, she started up a conversation with a group of heifers and young bulls.
"So who do you think will win?"
Darth probed.
"I don't know about win," a young bull replied, "but I voted for Ronald. I hope it's him."
"So do I,"
a young heifer next to him chimed in. Darth blanched.
"Really? Why didn't Connie Lawler get your vote?"
Stunned that she would not support another female animal in the election.
"You're kidding, right?" the heifer retorted. "I wanted to make sure I have feed in my stalls and my calves are safe from coyotes. And those in the white sty know that ewes can't be rams and cows be bulls. All Kami wants to do is tell me what to do, and she thinks she's better because she isn't Ronald. Where did you say you came from again?"
"Kiwi Farm," replied Darth proudly. It was then she heard one heifer whisper to the other.
"That's where that sow dictator Napoleon came from."
All four cows looked at Darth, up been down. And then with a slight nod of the head, they walked away. Darth glanced around the space. It was then she noticed all eyes were upon her, as many had overheard their conversation, and Darth quickly came to realise that perhaps Bugs County wasn't the place she should be. And she underestimated the fondness for the Orange Bull, and perhaps she was safer several counties away, closer to where Napoleon now resides. Maybe this election wasn't as cut and dried as she'd been led to believe. Tune in next time to Kiwi Farm for the latest developments on Uncle Sam's. Was Ronald victorious, or is Sam's destined for 4 more years under Commie Lala? Kiwi Farm exclusively here with Counterculture on Reality Check Radio.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.